The ocean laps at the side of a large vessel moored in some unknown harbor. A gentle rain falls, making the creaking wood slick underneath the feet of the crew. Figures move back and forth, performing maintenance on the vessel that sways gently in time with the movements of the surf. At the helm stands a man, watching intently. A sharp observer would notice a light tapping of the toes and twitching of the fingers, indicating a man impatiently waiting for something. He pulls his cloak tight around him and glances down at a patch on his collar which depicts a half-burnt ship set against a background of green fire. He is pulled from his thoughts by a crewman making their way up to the main deck.
Captain, if what we're told is to be believed, then it's time.
The man closes his eyes and breathes in deep. A smile makes its way to his lips.
Well, it's now or never, lads. Raise the anchor.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Campaign Notes Podcast, Episode 1. I am Sam, and I will be your DM for the foreseeable future.
And I am Rusam Jekarevic, played by Matthew Weber.
And I am Kresh, played by Ross Frady.
My name is Andrew, and I will be playing Osraman.
Cyrus Cod, played by JP Dasher.
And we are so, so happy to finally be doing this. We've been working on this for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Several days, months, I think.
Years. That's why we all plugged in our
spur of the moment
Walmart microphones that we definitely didn't spend a lot of time getting and testing.
Nope.
But yeah, welcome to the Campaign Notes Podcast. A few things before we get into the adventure. This is a RPG podcast. Going into new grounds by releasing an RPG podcast.
What sort of new grounds, Sam?
I'll tell you. The website, Light from Middle Flash Games.
That's banter.
So we are playing in the new Pathfinder playtest. We all have experience in D&D 5th edition, mostly. We've done 4th edition. I know Ross and I both started with 3.5. Mm-hmm. We've played Pathfinder after we kind of got the Pathfinder bug and wanted to try something a little bit different after playing a lot of 5th edition for a long time. And
Diaspora.
Yep.
Diaspora is how it's actually pronounced.
That's how we've pronounced
That's
it.
That's how it's pronounced at this table.
And now we've lost half our listeners.
Incorrectly pronounced for 3 years.
Grammar Nazis, fuck off.
Oh, this is going to end well.
We did that, and that was probably one of our more long campaigns, and we really enjoyed it, but we wanted to do this because we really wanted to try out the new Pathfinder playtest. With that being said, it is a playtest, and so the rules could change as we go, and if that happens, we will try to adjust, but if we come up against something or if we do something wrong, do bear with us. It is a new system.
We're also all going to die.
Yeah, probably.
A lot.
Yeah. So,
and we're drinking the whole time, too. So
we're drinking lightly.
I've had 7 beers today. A couple on lunch break at work.
Man, you got really aggressive.
Couple when I got off.
One for the dog.
One on the way over here while I was driving.
Road soda.
Not true. Not canon.
Just kidding.
Don't do that.
Don't drink and drive.
Please be safe.
And so we wanted to do this. Because we're a bunch of chuckly assholes. It's going to be a homebrew, which is controversial because Pathfinder definitely wants the new system to be played in there. What's the name of the
Doomsday Dawn?
Doomsday Dawn.
That's their
AP.
Which I'm sure is rad, but at the same time, I know there's a bunch of people playing it, and a lot of those people are going to be a lot better at giving feedback about the game than we are. We wanted to play with a new system, but I wanted it to be in a homebrew because I wanted to see how it worked. And I had an idea for a setting, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, and the homebrew has always been kind of our home turf anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we did Curse of Strahd, which has been in the works for 4 years now.
We made it a whole like less than a third of the way through that.
Yeah, something. Yeah. But we always end up going back to like the homebrew stuff.
A lot of fun, but you're invested, especially when we use the method of world creation like we did.
Mm-hmm.
We brought the world creation over from Diaspora.
It's a module of the Fate system.
Yeah.
For people that aren't aware, very, very in-depth and sci-fi system.
Man, does it make you just absolutely love the place you're playing. Like world that the players, because it's for anybody that doesn't know, it's everybody sits down and collectively creates this world, creates the places that you can go visit in this world. And so it makes everybody very intensely invested. You feel like you know these places and you feel like you want to be around them more and find out more mm-hmm. about them rather than just, oh, I have no idea about this, except for I'm the one person that read the entire book before we started doing this. Ah, ha, ha, I know everything before you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's another reason why I wanted to do homebrew, is because it means that if we do get 5 listeners, they can experience the story with y'all. It's not a case of like, oh yeah, we're running this thing that we played 8 years ago, or mm-hmm. We're playing right now, mm-hmm. which has its place for sure, playing along with something you're listening to, but just being able to kind of listen, experience, have some laughs, have some cries, have some, I don't know,
whatever. Existential crises.
Yeah. That's what this is making me feel right now. I do want to point out, I'm going to be using monsters from the 2.0 bestiary, just because, or bestiary, if you're going to fucking get me on that.
Feted. Bestiary.
Yeah.
I believe is feated. Actually pronounced.
Bestiary.
Pronounced. So the reason for that is just I feel like that is a better way, since it's already in place with the new action rules and things for the Pathfinder playtest, as opposed to trying to pull out the monsters that I need but have to convert them into the new system, which if I have to do eventually, I might. But what I'm currently planning on doing is, if there is not the specific enemy I'm looking for, I will find something similar and either keep its stats or slightly change them
mm-hmm.
or add an attack or something like that, but keep it based off of the bestiary that comes with the playtest. Also, that way, if people get curious, I can say, oh, well, this is this on this page, or it's based off of this. Sure. So I want to just a couple more things before we get into the actual story.
All of our political agendas, one by one.
Yeah.
Weber, go
and
ahead.
Religious affiliation. Yeah. Yeah. Right, I think that's important.
I want to mention we're not part of any kind of gaming or technology network. That this is like hitting the hot trends of real play, role playing podcasts.
No.
This is 5 dudes who are good friends and have a lot of fun playing tabletop games and just wanted to. And honestly, had a lot of fun recording. We were recording ourselves just for the purpose of taking notes and things like that. And mm-hmm. so we were really enjoying that. So we figured, why not release it? And if, like I was saying earlier, if 5 people listen and one of those 5 enjoys it, then that's worth it.
Click those other 4.
Yeah,
they're all douchebags.
Please sponsor us.
What's the email? What's the email address?
Cherries Berries, we need you.
And then... What?
Campaign notes at gmail.
Yeah.
.com.
Boom.
If you have any questions, you can email us there and we'll certainly answer you, because there will be like one person.
Yeah.
It'll be all 5 of us sitting around a laptop screaming, oh my God, we got an email.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Also, if you are listening to this right now, we will have already had our things on iTunes and social media. So you can check us out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have one final thing, which is the most important thing to mention before we dive into the world, and that is that we will not be eating anything or chewing anything into our microphones, because nothing will make me, and I know many other people, turn off a podcast quicker than a bunch of dudes sitting down and going, hey, we're playing D&D, pull out the Doritos and pizza. I can't wait to listen to the inside of this guy's mouth for the next 45 minutes while he chuckles along. No, there will not be any of that. We will always try to produce the best audio quality we can, and that does not include shoving it down our throats and listening to our gums just slap against one another like a big old cow.
There might be like a Berbera fart from time to time, but hopefully sure. Ross can edit those out.
I'll try my hardest.
If you do hear that...
Replace it with a clown horn.
Yeah. That's Gus, the campaign notes dog who is currently on the couch behind us.
That's right. Yeah. I would like to point out that I do like to kind of like idly munch on a dry bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios while I'm playing, so...
Yeah, that's
you
not...
You said Doritos.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
This is where I kill Andrew. Yes.
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios are nutritious and...
They're good for your heart.
They can help lower your cholesterol, I think.
And if they'll have Gronk as one of their spokespersons, then
do they?
Why not a podcast?
Is that a thing?
He's on there with Michael B. Jordan and someone else.
Hmm. Are corn nuts okay?
Better.
Even better.
Honestly, yeah.
Get that good crunch.
And then
crunch.
We're going to... Yeah, we'll eventually install the corn nut cam in the...
Live corners live of Weber's, on Twitch.
Weber's kitchen.
It's actually a fiber optic camera in my mouth.
Oh, God. Or we'll just get Gus his own headset so we can just listen to him.
get him a GoPro so you just watch him go around the room.
Gus cam.
We really want to hear him eat floor scum on the microphone. Yeah.
Mostly that and like really lick his balls. That's one of his primary objectives in life.
Nice slurp sounds. Yep. That's what we're looking for.
Bump our rating up.
So this, gritty and real.
This is hard art. Balls licking his D&D your podcast I've ever heard.
You won't find a podcast with more ball licking on it than this one.
5 stars, I do.
In this genre.
Get it today. Yeehaw! All right, everybody.
Bleeding edge.
If my players are ready.
I'd like to talk about ball licking more.
We can jump into the world.
Let's do it. I wish I had a ball licking noise queued up on Sirenscape.
Really
it just doesn't go
don't.
That deep. It just doesn't go that deep.
But these days.
Nideria, colloquially referred to as the Southern Crown, refers to the chain of islands off the southwest section of the Arcadian Ocean. Magic permeates all things on these islands, and the inhabitants have learned to live and utilize it for their own specific purposes. Shining like a gem in the center of the Southern Crown lies Prazia, a peaceful city of merchants, traders, and shipwrights. Prazia offers something for all, and offers a beginning to our adventure. We see that the streets are busy as it is almost midday with the sun beating down overhead. The warmth is a welcome relief as it has rapidly become colder in the evenings and night as the seasons begin to change. We see merchants with stalls set up selling trinkets, tourists visiting on expensive cruise vessels. Stalls selling cooked fish and alcohol begin to develop lines as the shipbuilders take a midday break for lunch. Looking to the east and west beyond the market, we see the peninsulas of Prazia. Arrayed like the tentacles of a squid along the southern edge of the island, we can see hundreds, if not thousands, of ships in various states of completion. Between their masts fly colorful streamers and flags, celebrating the oncoming Apprentice Festival. As we move through the crowd, we see a man, standing with his head towards the clouds, lost in thought, is Osramon.
Oh shit, that's me.
What does Osramon look like?
Osramon, it's more of an O than an A.
What is Osramon?
Osramon. It hails from Osirion originally, near the abandoned city of Wati. So his.
Oh, I don't need his backstory because we'll get into that.
I'm getting to it, Samuel. The closest I could say in terms of his appearance is he. I think it's called Netch armor from Morrowind, where they basically look like kind of like leathery gimps almost.
Okay. This is starting strong.
He's got brown leather armor, and he is covered from head to toe. He's got a kafia wrap that covers his entire face, only a slot for the eyes. He's got wraps over his hands, kind of long flowing robes. He is a cleric, so he's kind of got that sort of mystical God Squad look about him.
Mm.
And yeah. I'd say that's what Osramon looks like. God damn it, you got me doing it. Osramon.
That's Osramon.
Just accept it.
No.
Too late.
So as you're standing there kind of looking up at the clouds, you suddenly feel a tug on the bottom of your jacket.
Hmm. Yes?
You look down and you can see a small child there. Looks a little bit dirty, kind of messed up brown hair. And he's looking at you holding a skewer with fried shrimp on it. And he says,
Sir, please, would you buy some prawns?
Well, young man, how much are you charging?
Oh, it's only 5 gold pieces, and it all goes to the Prozia Prawns Youth Water Polo League.
Wow. Water Polo League, that's surprisingly organized.
Prestigious.
Yes.
If we make enough money, we can get our own uniforms.
Do you have any sort of credentials?
Yeah.
And he just kind of, he holds out the fried
wow,
shrimp.
Wow, it's laminated and everything.
Five gold for some shrimp on a stick.
That's some serious shrimp, man.
I suppose I could part with five pieces, you said?
Yes, sir. Oh, we'd really appreciate it.
You know what? I'd like to... What's a to roll intention on this?
Intimidation.
Yeah.
What's intention?
Are you trying to sense motive on the kid?
Yeah, sense motive. That's yeah. What I want to do.
You pull your sword from its sheath.
Run I am Uzramon. This is the dagger of Farazma.
I'll dish out the five coins.
Okay, and he gives you the skewer. With the shrimp on it. And says,
well, thank you very much for your generosity, sir.
Yes.
This will go to good use, I promise you.
And I tussle his hair.
Oh.
Isn't that a lot to just be giving away five gold?
There's a lot of money.
I thought money worked different in places.
We're on, like, pieces.
We're not going to get into it right
okay.
now.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Okay. Five monies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give him the money.
Money, please.
All right. From here, we see another figure moving easily through the crowd. He regards the stalls with some interest, but doesn't stop. We see the crowd thicken, and then Kresh emerges into a small square with a fountain in the center of the market. What does Kresh look like?
Kresh is wearing a dark brown cloak over his head, though you can see on his fairly large half-orc body, he still has scale mail underneath this cloak. But he is trying to conceal his identity in general, moving through the crowd fairly subtly. With a great axe on his back and a dagger at his hip, hiding the right side of his body, though, most notably from more people than anything else.
Rad. And so, yeah, as you kind of make your way through the crowd into the square, you also feel a tug at the bottom of your jacket.
Oh, what? Who's that?
And you look down and you see a youth running away to the west who just pickpocketed you and took your coin purse.
You rapscallion!
I was hoping it would be me with my shrimp skewer. Want to buy some shrimp?
I'll buy some shrimp.
And so he kind of pushes his way through the crowd. You can see him kind of disappear. He's just like a youth wearing just kind of like a white tunic and some dirty trousers. And you can see he's kind of making a commotion as he goes. And Osramon, you see a youth in a white shirt run past, going west, and a very angry half-orc storming behind him.
Catch that boy!
I'm gonna put a hand on Kresh and say,
greetings, friend. What has this person done to you?
He stole my coin purse.
Did you have it coming?
Probably.
I mean,
well,
yeah. In the long run, I've probably done a lot of bad things, but that's not the point. I need my money.
All right, my friend. I will help you go find it.
I appreciate it.
All right, and as you kind of start making your way through the crowd, you can see it. You're starting to get towards the edge of the actual market area and more towards the area where there's a lot of manufacturing and ships being built. And the crowd kind of thins out here because this is mostly industrial. This is where a lot of people are working. And you've lost sight of him. But at this point, you hear a call off to your west, and it just says,
"Are you looking for the little boy?"
Yes, the little white shirt wearing thief.
Yes, the ruffian. Come here,
and you see a giant man with a big gray beard and kind of long. Graying hair, although you can still see some streaks of red in it, and he is holding a giant wooden hammer, and you can see he is one of the foremen of the ship's right crew that is working in this area, and he just kind of regards you and is just like,
did they steal from you, boy?
Yes, they took my coin purse.
See, they've been getting bolder and bolder. They stole something from me as well. I was just about to go looking for it. Maybe you could help me out.
Why not?
My name is Roy. They call me Roy the Boat Builder.
Kresh. Good to meet you, Roy.
Nice to meet you, Kresh.
My name is Osramon.
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 Osraman.
You are very dramatic,
Osraman.
Osraman.
Nice to meet you, Ozzy.
Ah. My mother gave me that name.
Please, let me send one of my men along with you. Cyrus!
What ho?
Cyrus, good to meet you. Kresh.
And he extends his left hand, not his right.
He kind of gives you a look. He regards you and sort of limply puts out a hand, charmed.
Oh, don't be so formal, boy. And he gets you on the back. And you kind of, you cough up blood.
Level one, Cyrus you heard him.
Cyrus has cancer,
that's
actually.
That's bludgeoning damage?
I think I'm a dying one.
Yeah.
Look, my boy, I can't spare any of my main crew. And since you're only on for a little bit, I thought I might be able to send you to help these men.
The B team.
I'm not sure if this was covered in my contract.
Well, if you'd like to continue building latrines for this ship.
What do you need?
A little rapscallion took my coin purse, and I intend to find him. And probably not kill him, because he's a very small boy, and that would be quite rude. But I intend to find him.
Well, no one mentioned murder.
And I know the crew that operates in this area using these little boys for pickpocketing, and they recently stole a component of mine for this very ship. It's very expensive, and I have to assume they're going to try to auction it to whoever they can get it from a different ship's building crew.
The Unobtainium Seabris.
I was about to say, what would that be called?
It is a burner adapter.
Damn, he had an answer.
And you know, this is part of the devices that go in the ships that allow burners, which are mages who are able to channel their magic into fuel, essentially, to power these ships, these very expensive ships, and they essentially make a living for themselves by getting contracted on by really wealthy people to act as just, essentially, in our terms, a engine. Mm-hmm. That'll, you know, if the wind's not with you, it doesn't matter because your ship is burner powered. And so this burner adapter is literally something that allows it to sit in the ship and infuse into the actual wood and make it go.
Gotcha. Sounds badass.
Mm-hmm.
Should we, did you give us a description of Crash?
Yes, I did.
I completely missed it.
Way to pay attention to me, JP.
Should I give a description of Cyrus?
Yeah.
All right. So he's kind of a unassuming-looking, almost middle-aged human, so far as you can tell. He's got kind of grayish skin, and he's got like a little bit of male pattern baldness going that gives way to kind of a.
I liked what I heard.
Amazing.
He's got almost just like a laurel of red hair.
Mm. The horseshoe?
Yeah, the horseshoe. He's kind of a dour looking guy. It's like almost like his skin tone reflects his personality.
Well, if you're done talking about yourself, they went down that alley right there. Go and get them.
My
he's
friends.
In character. He was describing it.
Every second we wait, another step is taken by that thief. Shall we?
I agree. Let us go.
So what we should have done is had every character look at themselves in a mirror and then describe for about three paragraphs what they look like.
Yeah.
I heard that's a really good trope.
I should have had y'all prepare that. I'm sorry.
You're good.
I don't care.
I wouldn't put a step on toes or
anything. Oh, I'm also kidding, like, oh, so.
This is Sab's game, but he rules with an iron fist. You will introduce yourself when I tell you to.
You're out.
Well, it's nice knowing you guys.
Get out! You donkey!
So you three begin to make your way down the island that Roy sent you towards. And it doesn't take long. You go down a couple turns, and then you see this little kid, and you literally see him pass off a few coin purses to a set of older ruffians. And they regard the three of you when you come around the corner of the alley and say,
"Yeah, what are yous doing here? This here's our alley.
I believe you have my coin purse, and I would like it back.
I believe it's my coin purse now.
I don't think so.
You jabroni. Why don't you come over here and take it back?
I don't see your name on it.
See, it says right there. It says Kresh right there.
Stitched into the side, yes.
Oh, no, it does say Kresh on it, you know? Well, I'm still going to keep it, but that's because I'm a thief and a criminal.
My friends,
that is a reasonable thing to say, yes.
What could we do to get that money back without bloodshed?
I don't know. Let me make you an offer.
And he starts to advance towards you.
Ozerman's going to put a hand on his dagger hilt.
I'm going to say, got a hand behind the back on that great axe.
Looks like it's time for a scuffle, boys.
Oh, Jesus.
Go get him.
And at this point, you hear a sickening and one of the four ruffians in the back collapses. And standing behind him is Rusam.
Why do you get the badass entrance? I get my shit stolen. You get to fucking murder somebody?
What does Rusam look like?
I wouldn't have murdered someone. He's a monk.
Sounds like you fucking murdered him.
No, you...
A bloodthirsty monk.
He's on the ground and he goes, oh, that hurt, but I'm still okay.
Ah, shiatsu.
I'm just so relaxed.
So Rusam is going to be middling height, you know, slightly above average, but not very tall. Baggy MC Hammer pants, as is monk tradition, with laced high boots.
As is tradition. Very nice.
A vest to match the warm weather and his job as both a monk and a shipwright. And he has a bald head and a very large, coarse black beard. And there's some scar patterns on the head. Not like everywhere, but he's clearly been, you know.
Mm-hmm. Been bonked in the head a few times.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to use a straight razor very well.
He also breaks people's necks in the street.
So after,
fairly unprovoked.
After kicking this guy in the neck, do you have like a rad one-liner you want to say or anything?
You should give this man his money back. It's his coin purse. He deserves his money.
It does say my name right on it.
Yes, it says his name. You should return it to the man. That would be the proper thing to do.
This is what we were trying to tell them.
My voice has been five different things.
And with that one-liner, we are rolling for initiative.
Oh, shit.
All right, so for the playtest, we will be rolling perception. Everyone will be, and that will be your initiative roll, if people didn't know before. All right. Well, I rolled well.
Amazing.
Strong start.
Good.
So,
my D20 go?
Really?
It's the one with 20 sides.
The one with many. One. I don't know.
You could use the green one that's literally in front of you.
The green one or the multicolored
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
the
no, multicolored sucks.
Guts. All right,
that one's fine.
All right. Do we have anybody over 20? All right, so 15 to 20?
19.
19.
The wise boy.
All right, 10 to 15.
10.
Five to 10?
Nine.
Oh, eight.
Hey, we did it in order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first up in initiative is Ozerman.
Ozerman.
All right.
I'm never going to get Ozerman.
Oh, that's fine. Oz is going to pull out his crossbow, and he is going to shoot straight forward at enemy number three. So that's one action to draw.
Yep.
Two to fire. And that is a nat 20 on my first combat roll, baby.
Let's yeah.
Go.
Good start.
Where to go but down.
Very down.
Yeah, obviously that hits and that crits. But... honestly, good timing. First combat, we get to explain crit rules. In this case, is double damage.
Oh, sweet.
You're not double the modifier, just you roll...
roll two of the damage
twice
die.
Twice as much dice.
And okay. Add the regular modifier.
Yep.
Ooh.
Eight.
All right, so you aim at the ruffian on that right side.
Mm-hmm.
Your arrow just out of your crossbow, and it hits him square in the shoulder, and he kind of... And he crumbles to the ground. He's like, I can't believe you shot me, man.
I'm 15.
My friend, we gave you a chance.
Ow!
Shut up. Everyone's been shot with a crossbow before.
All right, and then it is...
I'm not too sure about that, my friend.
And then I guess that... I mean, I'd have one action left, right?
No, it was, one to draw and two to fire, didn't you say?
You said it was two to fire, right?
Oh, just the crossbow? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, is it or is it not?
I think draw one, fire two, and then I'd have a third action.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you not have to load it as like an action?
Yeah, he's numbering them. Yeah, do you need to... Is loading an
action? I guess loading would be one, so yeah, there we go.
If it's not, we'll find out later.
Damn.
Either way, you just... You KO'd the dude.
Got his ass.
You can take the three off the board.
That's how we do, Andrazia!
Number one is going to start advancing down towards Kresh, and he will get all the way there. Yep, right in front of him. And he is going to swing at you with his dagger. And he's got your coin purse in his left hand. He's just kind of jingling in front of you.
So rude.
Yeah, we're massively outnumbered now, but you know what? Fuck you. And so he is going to swing the dagger. And that is 23.
That's going to hit.
All right. So he just kind of slashes you across, and you can see a little bit of blood kind of come out of your arm as he deals 3 damage. And he's going to take one more swing with the dagger as well, which is an agile weapon, and so the second swing only gets -4.
Ooh.
Okay, so that is 17.
That also hits.
All right, that one's only going to do 1 damage.
I was really hoping Ross was just going to get killed on the very first, like, not just the first
just get
encounter,
wrecked.
But the first attack.
Yes.
He crits and your head falls.
Yeah.
And then number two is going to kind of sidle along the wall 2 spaces, and then he's going to use his sling, and he's going to sling at Osramon.
Oh.
You did kill his buddy.
Well, they kind of had it coming.
I mean,
I'm not disagreeing about that.
And you see the stone kind of fly out, and assuming that a 10 doesn't hit your AC...
It does not.
It goes just right past your head, and you can feel it and see it, and it's rad.
Even though it's like 5 feet away, I still do like the Neo from the Matrix dodge.
It's really not close.
Yeah. Like, it's like a flower pot on somebody's window.
Bang!
Hey, fucking kids!
And then they are going to... do the same thing. And that one is the same roll. And so the second rock flies and it hits the window behind the flower pot. And inside you say, oh! Goddamn ruffians!
That is a real ruffian problem.
Robbing everyone and knocking out our windows!
Alright, Kresh, it is your turn.
Kresh is going to turn to him and just be like, why did you have to do this? As he draws his great axe with his first action.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was never very smart.
And then with the second action, makes his first attack on number one there. And that is a 15. Yeah, 15 to hit.
A 15 hits.
Woo.
Hell yeah!
Who would have thought Ross played a character with a great axe?
Yeah, I know, right? And that's 15 damage.
All right, yeah. You just kind of...
Oh, man.
And his body just crumbles to the floor. Are you still alive?
I was so young.
I'm still alive, but ow.
And you're giving me the coin
purse. Very badly hurt.
Your coin purse kind of falls to the ground out of his right hand.
Oh man.
Oh, no.
And you can take one off the board. Do you have anything else you want to do?
No, not really. I'm going to reach down and grab the coin purse as my third action.
All right. Cyrus.
All right.
Cyrus Cod.
Cyrus Cod. From the back row here, he's... How far away is that? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Am I about 25 feet away from number two there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In that case, Mr. Cod, is going to cast a little spell called Fear.
Ooh. What does that do? Does it make him braver?
Yes. It bolsters him. Doubles his HP.
Damn.
So that's somatic and verbal casting actions.
Okay.
And number two there needs to make a will save.
All right. As you might imagine.
It's going to be a DC 15.
Really, really willful, these guys.
Super willful.
He rolled a 19.
Motherfucker. So.
Damn.
Yeah, I ain't afraid of nobody.
But
he's a street
urchin. But he is. He is a little bit. He's, even with a success, he is frightened one.
Hey, you know what? I'm not feeling so good now. I think I'm going to run away.
Maybe you should go home, boy.
Maybe I should go home. Are you a Jedi?
I don't know what you're talking about. What is a Jedi?
I don't know. That kind of makes me think he is now.
Oh,
no.
No.
Totally.
What'd you call it?
Jedi?
Ask the kid if he's selling death sticks.
You know, if you rearrange Cyrus Cod, it says Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, my God.
Nobody
checked
that.
Oh, my God.
Rusam.
So this kid's not running. Yeah, he wouldn't be able to.
It's not
he
his
is
turn
frightened
yet.
One, right. Though, which it doesn't make him run. He takes a conditional penalty equal to that value to his checks and saving throws.
Well, it probably won't matter once so he gets kind of kicked like in the back of the neck.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. So I'm going to
probably
run
kill another kid
behind him and use a feat. No.
which feat of your two?
Yeah, I'm just going to take
a
basic
foot joke.
Unarmed strike against
any strength of feet.
Kick that boy's head off.
No, I don't. I rolled an 8. Does an 8 hit him?
Nope. Sure don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to live forever.
A little bit of fear.
As long as I get away from this guy.
Oh yeah. I have one more, so I'll do it again.
I'll stomp his head.
Yeah. 13.
A 13. Barely whisk by. So you do a roundhouse kick. Spin around, back hook, kick, and they both miss. Yeah. So,
good start. Strong.
Scah!
I mean, you got a free not kill at the very beginning. So,
you had a flavor kill.
Yeah.
All right, Ozzy, back to the top of the round.
Was that guy on the ground, or was he just?
No, he's standing there with his sling in his hand, a little bit frightened.
Okay.
And having not been kicked in the face.
Okay. I'm actually going to run directly up to him. Like so.
Actually, I'm going to move there.
Sorry. I'm going to move there so he's flanked.
Okay.
And I am going to... Well, I've still got the crossbow.
Yep.
So I'm going to drop that as a free action.
Okay.
Draw my dagger.
Okay.
Which is one action.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I will attack.
Okay.
It's going to be a 21.
Yep. That definitely hits.
Okay. And I need... Okay. So what is that? 3? It's going to do 4 damage.
All right. So you swing your dagger, conk him upside the head, and he's just, oh, man. And falls, leaned up against the wall. And in dramatic fashion, the silvery component that you have to assume is what Roy was looking for falls out of his hand and clatters onto the ground.
Ozermont snatches it up, puts it in his robe, doesn't say where did anyone.
Okay. Everyone saw you do that.
Yeah, I know. I got it, guys. Don't worry.
Did you get it? You got you? Okay.
And yeah, I found the piece. I found the unobtainium.
Be careful with that, would you?
I thought it was called the MacGuffin.
And you see the ruffians kind of pick each other up. Like, let's get out of here. These guys mean business.
Oh, God.
They just kind of scurry off down the...
One with his neck fucking sideways.
Go back to selling newspapers, vermin.
Where's the gold guy?
I loved how stereotypical everything that those bad guys said did. Everything they did and everything they said was just like the absolute most stereotypical thing.
Yes.
And I fucking love that for a very first encounter.
Yes.
It's like Skyrim, like going and fighting rats underneath the prison.
Yep. Yeah. Some skeevers.
Yeah.
And we're kind of bad guys.
So yeah, you've got your money back, and you've got this this piece that you, at least Cyrus, know that's what Roy was after. You've seen him around the shipyard.
Yep.
And you can see, kind of as you come out of the alleyway, Roy's standing there like,
I knew you would get it. No problem at all. Please.
Did you follow us up here and not do anything?
I mean, I'm an old man, Cyrus.
You gonna blame the man for wanting to watch a good fight?
The situation well in hand. Yeah.
You didn't need any help anyway, my boy, and he smacks you on the back. Yeah. Now, please.
Another bone flies out.
Dying too.
As the day is waning, allow me to show my thanks. Come and have dinner with me and my wife. Our family. We will provide you with a warm, delicious meal.
If he asks, do not put your keys in his punch bowl.
If he asks, do not use your hand to cover the one way to your microphone.
That does explain the floral pattern silk shirt that he's wearing right now.
Please, I won't take no for an answer. Come on.
And he starts to kind of lead you.
First, my friend, here is your piece. And then I hold out the whatever the fancy thing is.
Oh, thank you. I've been looking for this piece forever.
And he kind of stuffs a little bit of long bottom leaf in it. And
oh, my man. Single blown or double blown?
Man, I feel much better now. Hey, y'all. I'm Roy. Come on. We're going to have some dinner.
Thank you for having us, Roy.
Thank you for coming.
Osramon. Oh, it's Osramon.
I don't know, boy.
Osramon.
Come on.
And he starts to kind of lead you away.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, and you kind of go down.
Can you hear some walking music?
He doesn't live far.
Yeah, I can get some.
Far away, as a lot of the shipbuilders kind of
live. That was his window that got broken.
Yeah. He knocks on the door, opens it up. Like, honey, I'm home. And
what happened to the goddamn window?
You see she's standing there just like, the kids! This is the damn kids again! You told me you would take care of them.
Oh, I did. I found some help.
This one's on you. And she just goes back to the kitchen and starts angrily stirring a stew pot.
Lovely woman.
I was going to say, she seems like a real gem.
No, her name is Penelope.
Hi-o. I don't have a...
Jim is our son.
Oh.
Anyway. Come. Have a seat at my table. Dinner will be served shortly.
Yeah. I appreciate it. And Crash goes and sits at the table.
All right.
Thank you again for having us.
You're most welcome. It's the least I could do.
And so... He sits down at the head of the table in this big chair that kind of creaks as he sits down on it. Y'all pull out the kind of bench seats that run along this long wooden table. You can tell it's bigger than it needs to be for just the two people, but he seems an affable gentleman, so he probably has guests over fairly often. They put away the fish bowl you were talking about.
Thank God.
And so, yeah, they bring out some bowls and serve up some hearty fish stew that his wife has been cooking. I'm just,
eat up! Good stuff. Stick to your ribs. You could use some more meat on you, cod.
So, sure.
But this isn't cod. This is a different fish.
Lovely.
I want you to be a cannibal now.
Very good joke, sir.
Rusam is giggling practically at this.
My man!
Yeah.
Cyrus is the only one not enjoying this right now. Everyone's having a nice good belly laugh. Everybody Cyrus is like, yes, well.
That's been common throughout this man's entire life. Yeah.
So what?
even the wife joke. Is laughing appreciates at you. Appreciates a good joke. I don't.
Penelope likes it.
Yeah.
So what brings you boys around here?
Oh, well, I was just, I need a reason to get away from home, so I found one and figured I'd find a new place.
Rather cryptic, isn't it?
Meh.
I, too, have a cryptic beginning.
Well, you sound like it.
Prodzia is a land of new beginnings. Come on, boy.
That is why I am here, in that I hail from Osirion originally, and my life there came to an end, so I have come to the Southern Crown to begin anew, and I hope to find work and friendship while I'm here.
Heavy!
Or, you know, like, you know, wherever the closest whorehouse is, and maybe a tobacco shop.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That was Andrew talking.
And Penelope kind of tuts and walks away.
That was Andrew talking!
Who's Andrew talking? What about you, boy?
Ah, I was born in Avestan and spent many years there as a traveling monk, going as kind of a liaison, as you say, between towns. And then one day I saw these ships. They were beautiful and they captivated my heart. And so I finally made my way down to the Southern Crown, and kind of rolls his eyes at this because he's from, you know, the crown of the world. And it's, I had to find these ships. They were remarkable. And
must have been one of mine.
Yes, you very, very good ships, yes. Fell overboard, and the accident, whoopsie, hit head.
I've done that a few times as well.
For the past few years, you may have noticed some of my handiwork in the other ships nearby. I am a shipwright in my own regard.
No, I've never heard of you.
That's fine. I make very expensive... not Baroque. Oh, no.
Bespoke.
Bespoke. Thank you, yes.
Bespoke ships.
Very, very expensive bespoke ships.
I've never heard of a talking ship, but I'm sure yours are great.
Fair.
Cyrus loudly sips some soup.
Manners, boy. Mouth closed when you eat.
Sure.
During the whole process, you can't open your mouth while you're eating.
It's incredibly messy.
Very difficult.
That's how we do it in Prodzia.
We eat with our nostrils.
But look.
Get you a snootful of that tea.
Once again, I can't thank you enough for the help you've given. Oh, someone's at the door. Give me 1 second.
And he kind of gets up and walks over to the door. He opens it up and... you can see him kind of stick his head out and look both ways.
And then a shotgun blast.
Dude, hell yeah.
And then the Tarantino.
Yeah.
Suddenly fast talking high trousers. We're now in Cthulhu zone.
Yeah. Written by Aaron Sorkin. But no, he.
You guys want to walk and talk? Let's walk and talk.
I'm not quick enough for that. But he comes back inside and you can see he's holding in his hand a piece of paper. And he says,
boys, I think this is for you.
And he. Just kind of offers it to whoever wants to take it.
We all fight over it in the middle of the table.
We all tear into separate pieces.
Knives come out.
Yeah, it's the dust ball. It's this the animated dust ball. Of.
It's going to take like at least 2 sessions for us to tape this letter back together.
Yeah.
This is how we artificially extend the show.
Yeah. Filler eps.
Yeah, no, Kresh will read it.
Okay. So yeah, you look at it and it just says...
Oh, thanks for that. That's racist, just because I'm an orc. Yeah, doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah. You filthy heavy.
On it just says, the esteemed Jera requests your presence and the presence of your companions as soon as possible. And then at the bottom, it has a address that you know is just off the kind of main merchants area going north.
It appears someone named Jera needs us. They asked for all of us, I think.
Does she say what she needs in the letter?
I don't know if it's a she or a he, but...
Sorry, Jera sounded kind of feminine.
I mean, it might be, I have no idea. But they...
The royal they...
I don't want to mix up any pronouns today.
Jesus.
Is there a bloody handprint on the back that just says, "We know"?
We know.
There's five bloody handprints and two severed fingers.
Oh my gosh.
Jera just says that she requests our presence.
Roy, do you know who this Jera is?
You said Jera, my boy.
Yes.
Yes. They started out as a merchant when they were younger and quickly rose to prominence. They are one of the richest people in Pradzia, but there are rumors about how they came about that wealth. Many under-the-table dealings.
So this Jera is a family name?
No. It is one person.
An individual?
Yes.
Mm.
I have not seen her in a long time, but she makes her way around. Her mark is left in many of the different markets and politicians in Pradzia.
It seems we have been summoned by her. Do you know what the point of this would be?
I cannot begin to imagine, my boy.
Mm.
But I would advise caution. She is not someone to take lightly.
Kresh, what do you think?
Oh, I like the way you say Kresh.
Kresh.
I like the way you say my name.
Ooh.
Let's just put together a super cut of him saying Kresh's name.
Kresh. Yes. Kresh's name.
Hold on, I'll do a good one right now.
Kresh.
All right. All right. Keanu.
Stop. Suddenly, you got me with the vape.
Somebody, yeah, feel good someone anymore. Cut the air on.
Pull over the fainting couch real quick.
What do you make of this?
If they were willing to come here and they were able to get track of us, even though none of us have really made ourselves known, I mean, these two are known in the town, but you and I are strangers. If they know we're here, they clearly know how to get to us. We should go.
I would like to do a recall knowledge.
Okay.
And see if I know anything about Jera.
Sure. And it is spelled with a D, for anyone curious.
Dejera.
Oh, is it Dejera?
Dejera.
Dejera. Is there an H on the end?
No.
He went to Dejera. There we go. Got it. Boom.
Dejerids.
Oh, ooh, there it is.
That's a Twinkie.
Okay. Yeah. You know that basically what Jera did was start out very much working as a reputable merchant, but quickly became a source of kind of insider knowledge where she would get information from ship's rights about kind of like building techniques and very much very secret things. And she would implant people in crews that worked on ships to find this stuff out and then sell that information to competing ship's rights or anyone who would be willing to kind of give her money. And so as a result, she's built this very intricate network of spies that when ship's rights are looking for employees have to be very, very careful because it is always a possibility that you could be hiring someone who is on her payroll.
Sure.
And giving away all your secrets, all of your kind of trade knowledge.
So it could be like she's sort of like an information broker / spy master.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with a little bit of light petty crime running on the side.
Just to keep things interesting.
Yeah. Just a little crack cocaine. Yeah. Nothing too bad.
I get bored and I steal.
And so, yeah. What do y'all want to do?
Cyrus, you appear to have your wheels turning, I believe is the saying.
Yes. Well, this Jera is a bit of a criminal if we get down to brass tacks, but she's kind of a big deal.
Hmm. You think it would be safe to go see her?
Safe? Heavens no. I don't know what that voice is.
I liked it.
But, we would do well to obey her, God damn.
We'd do well to obey her.
You just called her a whore. Be sure not to say that. When
please don't do that pause in her edit. Presence.
All right. I think we should go see her.
Rusan?
It would be rude to ignore her advances. Is this your word? Adventure? No, that's...
yes, my boy.
Hervig Quest.
Ah. Yes. That would be the more accurate word to use. She hasn't come on to us yet. Yet.
Wink.
One
wink.
Can hope.
Whoever's rubbing himself for all the listeners at home.
Hey, no. Rusam.
Yeah, Rusam
is rubbing himself.
He's doing it in character. Yeah. Really, let's keep it fucking clear.
Rusam is inhabiting Matthew Weber.
Yes.
Well, it seems that if that encounter in the alley is any indication of our compatibility, we seem to make a pretty good team so far.
That remains to be seen.
What do you know, Rusam? Notice how I backed away from the mic for that one.
We beat up some children in a hallway, alleyway. It's not that difficult.
I did roll a natural 20 on my first attack, so...
You really whooped that child, showed him who's boss.
Yes, I did.
I didn't hit him at all. Ha.
Didn't you break one of their necks right from the get-go?
Technicality, no punches. Just neck breaking.
His monk trick is how I stay true neutral.
He didn't break it, he just dislocated.
He just heard it. Secret.
Real.
It's bad. At a weird angle, but his spinal cord's totally intact.
You put hand on shoulder and pinch, and it sounds like neck breaking, and they fall over. Sometimes they get up, sometimes they don't.
It's not exact science.
Thank you.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. Well, I think it might be a good idea to go see this Dejera.
As long as you pronounce the D the entire time.
I will. Once we get there, I won't. But up until the very moment we get there, I'm going to say Dejera.
Try not to refer to her as Dejera.
I will not.
The Jera.
All right.
Well, Roy, thanks for the soup, bud.
Always a pleasure to meet new people. I hope you will come back, if you can. Sorry.
That's very morbid of you, Roy.
What can I say?
See you at the yard tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Those latrines aren't going to build themselves. Bye-bye.
Just white boy waving, hand in the air.
Bye
my
now.
Head.
Yeah.
And you walk back and back down. And as you're kind of,
I shoot finger guns at Penelope on the way out.
Penelope.
Sorry, I also get her name wrong when I say it. We'll see you later, Penelope.
She is. She's holding a soup ladle, just kind of like hitting it on her shoulder a little bit. Goodbye.
Love a strong woman.
Roy, back in the house. Slam. And so, yeah, as you kind of start to make your way back towards the center of Prodzia, you can see night is about to fall. You're kind of in the twilight in between at the very end of the evening. And the crowds are starting to thin out a little bit. You can see the stalls are still pretty popular as a lot of the sailors and the people working in the yard are getting dinner there. And you make your way through. Is there anything you want to do before you go to meet Jera?
Not in particular.
Did anyone sustain any damage during that little fight? And
I took a whole 4 damage.
No, we whipped the shit out of those kids.
Actually, can I go ahead and do a what is it? The new treat wounds.
Treat wounds.
Yeah, on Ross just to see if it works.
I'm not gonna bring that book.
Do it.
So you're healing people.
Yeah, I'm going to try the heat.
Are you going to heal my 2 stab wounds?
The heal wounds, yeah. On
treat wounds.
Yeah, treat wounds, excuse me.
Treat my 2
so
stab
wounds.
So
it's 13, DC 13.
Heat wounds.
Yes.
And it's a medicine check?
Yes.
Fail.
Okay.
Amazing.
What'd you roll, though? Let's try.
8.
Numbers.
All right. So y'all are making your way to the address listed?
Downtown.
Yeah. We are making our way downtown.
I was over here mouthing it.
We are going to Dejera's.
All right. So, yeah, you...
Would you like to go to Dejera's?
You start to make your way
kind of fun.
North away from the square. You can see the houses start to get a little bit nicer in this area because, as you know, because you've all lived in Prodzy long enough, or just seen it. The governor's house is the mansion at the far end, heading north as you kind of start to get towards the mountains and tree lines where all the tree farms are.
Do they all have like proper lanterns instead of torches anymore? Is that how we know they're nicer?
Yep.
Cool.
Real lit lanterns. You can see there's actually people going around right now with the long sticks with the fire on them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sweet.
And you arrive at the address, and outside you can see kind of a surly man dressed in black with his arms crossed with a bunch of scars on him or something.
123 Spymaster Street?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, it's in this kind of like district where you can tell a lot of the more high-class merchants live.
Affluent.
Yeah, and so this isn't the biggest house. It's just kind of a like a one-floor house, but you can tell it's been well-constructed, and it's the only one that has a guard standing out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the shutters are closed on the outside, and you can see kind of a stone pathway that goes up to the steps that leads to the front door of the house.
Kresh is going to hand the note to Ozerman. He's be like, you go talk to the guard.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
All right, I will go speak to him.
I think Cyrus is going to kind of walk up with you.
I would prefer that also, to have some company. So yeah, Ozerman's going to step up to the guard and say, greetings, my friend. We are here to see Jera.
Yes, your presence is expected. Please, come in.
I don't have to do an intimidation check or...
No.
We
invited you here. Please. Yes.
What about persuasion?
Do I need to persuade?
Can I persuade you to make me do a deception check?
Let's get the dice out. You to not let me in so I can fight you?
No, this is very expected. Please. After you. And he opens the door.
Perfect.
I'll follow them in.
Thank you, my friend.
I never said you could come in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no. Knives are drawn. Combat starts now.
Battle music. Let's do this.
We don't take breed skins around here.
So yeah, you make your way up to the door and inside into the foyer. And he enters.
It's pronounced foyer.
Yeah, that's what I said. He enters in behind and just says,
please wait one moment and I will let my master know that you have arrived. Thank you.
And he walks through a pair of doors off to his right.
Totes, bro.
And you're left alone in this kind of this antechamber that you can see. There's a set of stairs that is just beyond a door at the end of the room. A couple of rooms here and there. You can tell there's a kitchen off to the left. But what you have to assume is like a living room is off to your right. And it is the one that he just went through. And the doors are closed.
Rusam is going to clasp his wrists behind his back and just kind of stare at all the artwork lining the hallways.
Okay.
Admiring the workmanship on the banisters and
big fan of wood.
Yeah.
He's a wood guy.
Oh my god.
Cyrus is actually kind of doing the same. He's kind of taking in the culture of this nice house.
And repeat again about the rooms, the layout.
Just in front of you, you can see there's a set of stairs that you can tell looks like it goes down into a basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then off to the left, open, there's not like a door. You can see a kind of kitchen area with a couple tables in it too. You have to assume kind of kitchen and dining area.
Okay.
But then off to the right is where the guard went through that has the closed doors. And yeah, you can see there's art line on the walls, a little bit of woodwork that is currently being looked at by Rusam and Cyrus.
Just kick the doors down.
Yeah. I was thinking about it.
And then, can I get some creepy music?
Yes. Yes, maybe. You can get creepy music.
Some chills up the spine music.
Fireball sounds.
Bang!
It literally says creepy music.
Yeah, that's what I named it.
All right. The doors swing open.
Please, come with me. And the guard motions you towards the double doors that he just went through.
Sam just made a really creepy motion with his hand.
Yeah, like a come hither, but not like super a sexy creepy one.
Yeah.
Like a creepy one.
I'm less inclined to follow you now, my friend, because of I heard creepy music start playing throughout the mansion, and then you came out and waved at me and said that.
No, that is my nephew, and he is playing the piano.
Ah.
And his...
Yeah, but he's a weird little dude.
You might want to have a talk with your nephew.
He never leaves the house.
Fucking Boo Radley living in here.
He plays this song all day. The drape shade.
Yeah. His friend is plucking on the violin beside him.
Perfect.
But please, come.
Ozermon's going to kind of like turn around and like give a look like,
and he,
okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah, Rusam does the like head tilt, like kind of shiver like,
well, I guess this is what's happening now, so.
And then he floats on a cloud of mist. And
Cyrus is just going to give kind of a shrug and a defeated look and walk towards the room.
All right.
I feel like Cyrus is the type of person that if he got hit by a train, like if he knew he was about to get hit by a train right before, and he'd be like, well, is
he,
what happens.
He is the robot from finally. Hitchhiker's Guide.
He's got a little bit of Marvin in
it. Yeah. Yeah. He's Alan Rickman from Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
By Grapthar's hammer.
I will avenge you. All right. So
yeah, Oz is going to fall in line with everyone else.
You enter into this kind of darkened room. You can see there's a little bit of smoke in the air, and you can see that's from a couple of the people that are just kind of set on couches off to the side and like these big comfy lounge chairs that are smoking pipes and like cigarettes at the end of like thin cigarette holders.
Mm-hmm.
Classy.
That's how you know.
And then at the far end, you can see kind of propped up on a couple pillows on one of those weird half couches, like a
chaise lounge.
Yeah.
A settee.
Like a chaise lounge. A woman who is, you can tell she's starting to get a little bit older. You can see like a couple streaks of gray in her otherwise black hair, just kind of resting on her elbow regarding the four of y'all.
Welcome.
Greetings. My name is Ozramon.
My name is Jera.
So it is Jera, not DeJera.
Yes.
There has to be an assumption that I'm going to say joking things in character that I don't actually want to be canon and part of it.
No, it's all canon.
Okay.
It is a common misconception, but one I am used to.
You will forgive me. I come from Osirion.
I won't forgive you.
Okay.
Not yet. Who are your friends, Osraman?
This is Cyrus. This is Rusam.
Hmm.
And this is Kresh.
Oh, I like the way you say Kresh.
Most people do.
God damn it, I went Eastern European on that.
Hey, what the fuck?
Or Norwegian.
Milos likes Kresh.
Fuck, I stepped into an IKEA.
I'm going straight from here to go online and sign up for voice acting classes.
Well, I do appreciate you answering my call so quickly. I hope your wait in the foyer was not unpleasant.
I mean, other than the super creepy music? No.
Oh, that's Jeff's nephew.
He got kicked by a horse.
You have very elegant art pieces. I like the art that you have in your home. It's very nice.
I appreciate that.
It was an impressive collection indeed.
It is something of a hobby of mine.
Who carved your banisters, may I ask?
Well,
who's your banister man?
That is a trade secret. Maybe we can discuss it one day over a drink.
Over a banister carving.
This is what coming on to you is. Some. This is what this is.
Roll for catching a hint.
The ship's right who did it would be very cross with me if I revealed his secrets. Now, let's get down to business. I understand you had an unfortunate run-in with some of my associates.
They did steal my coin purse.
Yes, and they will be punished for that. I do not like my men committing petty crimes.
Say, was it Caffrey? We took care of them. They are fine.
Those weren't men, they were urchins.
Believe me, they will be fine. Now, the thing that this potentially affords me is an opportunity at something much greater. I think by meeting my men in that alleyway, it is like a sign from one of the gods. You were put here in this room, not on accident, but because we can help each other.
How do you propose that we help each other?
I have a simple job that requires the use of people outside my current organization.
To do what exactly?
She means us.
Yes. Yes, that is who she means.
I'll roll a check to determine that for sure.
That's who she means, Rusal.
What would you have us do?
All I need is the four of you to attend a party. That is it.
Well, that's the best musical cue we're ever going to get.
God damn.
Everyone.
Damn it. And then, while you are at this party, I have a task that I would very much like if you would help me with. I need you to steal from Governor James Cowell Jr.